You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 5 minutes past the hour. So I guess a huge asteroid is set to cruise by Earth in just a few hours. Asteroid 1998 QE2 will come within 3.6 million miles of Earth today at 4:59 p.m. Eastern, which is basically about 2 o'clock Pacific time. So we're talking about 3 hours. That's 15 times the distance from our planet to the moon. They say even though it's about 1.7 miles wide, 1988 QEQ will not hit us, which is a good thing because something like that could actually cause catastrophic change. You know, people always ask, you know, how much of an asteroid, if it does hit us, could kill us? You know, I mean, how big? I mean, you know, football field, what could it do? Something that's a 1.7 mile wide, that is big enough. In general, scientists think that any asteroid bigger than 0.6 miles could end human civilization if it hit us. They say, for comparison, the object that killed off the dinosaurs 65 million years ago is thought to have been about 6 miles wide. That's scary. That's not anything that, you know, we ever want to think about, right? I mean, I know the Bruce Willis movie was a fun movie to watch with Steve Buscemi. Everybody was kind of giggling about it, right? You have somebody like oil rigging, right? Dig a hole, stick a nuclear bomb in there, kiss everybody goodbye. Liv Tyler then goes off with Ben Affleck, and everybody's happy and the world is saved. Bruce Willis saves the world all the time. I love Bruce Willis. But it's some serious stuff. All right, and we also know that our government isn't really always going to tell us things when they happen. All right, I mean, look what happened with Osama bin Laden. Hey, everybody, we got Osama bin Laden. Oh, can we see him? No, we already threw him in the ocean. What? When did all this happen? So, you know, kind of stinks because I don't know what you could do to. I don't think you can protect yourself. I mean, even if people say, "Well, I'll be in my underground shelter." No, you can't get out of your, when you get up out of your shelter, all this toxic dust, all this can't, you know, what, I don't know. It's just something you just don't want to think about. But anyway, several different organizations, including the SLU Space Telescope and the Virtual Telescope Project, will broadcast this live in a few hours of the near-Earth asteroid close approach. From what we understand, it's only supposed to look like a real dot. I don't think you'll be able to see too much. Of course, scientists are already watching it in an attempt to learn more about the asteroid's characteristics and orbit. You know, what's kind of scary is asteroids roll over the place. I mean, you know, and they usually miss us because we are like a speck of dust. But, you know, I don't know what they have planned if we are ever in the orbit. You cannot change the Earth's orbit, and these asteroids come too fast. So I would just hope and pray, and then pray some more. Speaking of space, for those who join us, 1-877-DOC-DALI, astronauts who travel to Mars could be exposed to extremely dangerous levels of radiation during their trip, and the shielding techniques will not protect them. Apparently, the Mars Science Laboratory launched November 26, 2011, began a 350 million-mile trip to the surface of Mars, or the Red Planet. During its voyage, a group of researchers, including Southwest Research Institute scientist Carrie Zeitlin, monitored exactly how much radiation a piece of science hardware on the Mars rover Curiosity was exposed to during that 235-day journey from Earth to Mars. They say in space, it's between a 100 and a 1,000 times higher dose rate than on Earth. It's highly uncertain what the health risk is after this type of exposure. Now, they say Zeitlin, whose study is detailed in the journal Science this week, collected the data using radiation assessment detectors, RAD instruments. While Curiosity was in flight, the instrument was active from 10 days after launch until about 3 days before landing. So then they could get, you know, the before and the after. And they were able to see, basically, which particles of radiation got through, what were blocked by the ship's shielding. So if astronauts were to travel to Mars, they say they'd be exposed to two forms of cosmic radiation that don't pose a serious risk on Earth. One is galactic cosmic rays, which are kind of difficult to shield against, they say. On the other hand, there's the solar energetic particles that could be maybe partially blocked by shielding. So if that's the case, there could be some pretty big exposure. Now, I know there's a reality TV show already in the works hoping to land people on Mars. And I believe, what, 7-8 years? They're getting applications now. These people are going to be prepping. It's going to be this reality TV show, and they're using the money to fund the colony by hopefully bringing in money from this reality TV show. So people are going to watch the people get, you know, kind of like a Truman Show, you know, where you're watching them for years getting trained and getting ready and fighting with their family and fighting with each other and planning how they're going to do the colony. I mean, it's a brilliant TV show idea. I just don't know how healthy or safe it's going to be. And so I don't know what radiation risk would be. For me, I have no desire to go out into space. I do not need to go out into space. It scares me. I only want to be where there's oxygen. No desire whatsoever. If you all want to go to Mars, just take some pictures. I could watch a YouTube video of it. I really have no desire to land on the moon, to land in Mars, or you know, NASA could do it. That's great. I just have never been really excited about it. And I think it was because of Superman 2, when the bad guys landed on the moon and they killed our astronauts in the Superman 2 movie. Ever since then, as a little girl, I was scared by that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. It blows your mind that people can be winning these spelling bees, but apparently a boy, a teenager from Queens, wins the Scripps Spelling Bee, being able to spell and, I believe, understand the meaning of knadel, K-N-A-I-D-E-L, which is a Yiddish term of German origin for dumpling. He was able to spell it. He knew what it meant. Arvind Mahankali, 13 years old from Bayside, Queens. Way to go. But he did stumble on cyanophysine. Yeah, he stumbled, but he made it. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thomas writes, Doctor, I went to urgent care because I had trouble breathing. And they told me they couldn't handle the situation and sent me to an emergency room at the closest hospital. Yet they still charged me $2,000 for an x-ray, but they didn't fix me. Plus, I have the hospital bill. What do you suggest I do? I can't afford both bills. Oh, that's an interesting one. You know, I used to work in an urgent care. And there was one urgent care which would unfortunately get high acuity patients that would come to us instead of the emergency room. And I was hired because I had emergency room experience and because I could speak Spanish. And so I actually was hired before I even graduated. So the day I could graduated, I could then go ahead and start working because they needed help. And I mean, it was amazing the acuity I was seeing in that urgent care. Very similar to what I would see in an ER. And I would have to refer. You know, I told you guys about this one case where there was somebody that came in needing more Lortab, more pain pills, because he had been in a motorcycle accident a few weeks ago, broke a rib, and I guess was in for a refill. So the doctors are like, oh, we got the drug seeker here. Dahlia, you're the new one on the block. You handle the drug seeker. Now, me, I was all excited to see patients because I had just graduated. You know, I mean, I had seen patients before in the ER, and, you know, when I was licensed in Arizona. But I'm like, all right, I'm excited. You know, new job. I'll go in. So I see the guy, and he goes, look, doc, I'm in a lot of pain. I don't want pain medicines, but I'm in a lot of pain. I'm like, so you had a rib fracture, huh? Let me take a listen to your lungs, make sure you don't have a pneumonia. You know, because when you have a rib fracture, you don't get a big deep breath. Hard to take a big deep breath, so it's much more easy to get a pneumonia. So I listen to his lungs. Just something doesn't sound right. So I do an x-ray, and he's got some fluid in his lungs. Well, it was too much for me to handle right there in the ER. I can't handle effusions in the urgent care. You know, we don't drain them. I can't CAT scan them. So I had to send them to UMC, University Medical Center. Well, my boss gets a letter a couple days later saying that his urgent care doctors did a phenomenal job because this gentleman we sent that had a rib fracture that the other doctors thought was only there for pain medicine actually had a hemothorax, meaning he had been bleeding into the lung cavity from that accident from 3 weeks prior. And we saved his life because nobody knew that he was bleeding. No wonder he kept having chest pain. No wonder he kept needing pain medicine. Now, in that particular case, he probably got a bill from us, the urgent care, and he probably got a bill from the hospital. I don't think he had an issue with the bill. I don't know because I didn't deal with the billing department. But cases like that would happen where I would have to send you to the emergency room. Or when I used to work quick air, somebody would come in with chest pain. I mean, I could do only so much, but if the EKG was funny looking, it's an urgent care. I need to send you to the ER. And that doesn't mean the urgent care waives their fees. Okay? I mean, yes, the urgent care was associated with the ER, but, different doctors, different staff, different supplies. For the urgent care to stay open, they still needed to be financially soluble. They had to be able to still, you know, bring money in. And then we had patients who would purposely go to the urgent care so they could bypass the ER. So I would get patients who were shot. And they go, I just can't wait. The ER it's taking too long. Help me. So they came in and I could do what I could. You stabilize them, throw some fluids in them, boom, call an ambulance, have the ambulance take them to the hospital. Or you'd have some people that just didn't really want to wait in the ER, so they'd come to you. They're like, look, will you sew me up? I don't want to go to the ER. You sew me up. All right? And, if it was something that I could handle, I usually handled it because, again, I had ER experience. But a lot of urgent care docs know they don't want to handle that type of deep laceration or it's on the face where you need a cosmetic surgeon. Call the cosmetic surgeon. They say, I'll meet you at the hospital. So, if you had trouble breathing and you went to the urgent care and they sent you to the ER, my guess is there might have been something that was more concerning. Like maybe they thought you could have had a pulmonary embolism. Maybe they wanted you to get a CAT scan. Now, you have a good point, Thomas. $2,000 for an x-ray, that is exorbitant. Usually x-rays are a couple $100. Unless your total bill was $2,000. An urgent care bill could. I mean, if they had to give you oxygen, if they had the visit, if they gave you any shots, if they gave you medication, if they did any blood testing on you, I could see an urgent care visit go up to $2,000. I can't. But I understand your concern. I get that. I mean, you went to the urgent care that you had to go to the ER anyway. So now you're dealing with an ER bill. Why do you have to deal with the urgent care bill? Which is why you guys need to know when to go to an urgent care and when not to. Now, if you're having trouble breathing or you're having chest pain, I always say call 911. Okay? All right? Because they can also help define what you need, where to go. Because somebody with shortness of breath and somebody with chest pain probably is going to need more than what the urgent care could do. Okay? Getting a piece of glass stuck in your eye, although I was able to handle it in one of my facilities in Arizona because they had a slit lamp. If an urgent care doesn't have a slit lamp where I can't numb your eye up and then pick what's in your eye out right then and there, I got to send you to the ER and have the eye doctor see you, or I just got to send you straight to an eye doctor. All right, but, you know, when I was in an ER, we had a slit lamp so I could numb your eye. I took a needle that was beveled and just scooped that sucker out of the eye. And because your eye was numb, you didn't care. So, you need to know. I mean, when I used to do urgent care, many of my co-doctors would say, I don't understand. What are they doing coming here? Okay, you got to go to the ER. You can't bypass the ER by coming here. And it stinks because many of you lose valuable time going into an ER. You do. Some of you say, but Dr. Dahlia, the reason why I'm going into an urgent care instead of an ER is because I could die by the time the ER sees me. Then, okay, if you think you're going to die because it'll take too long in the ER, that's why you call 911 and an ambulance comes to you. Don't be walking into an urgent care with chest pain or shortness of breath, all right, because you think you'll get care faster, because you're going to get two bills. They're going to probably call 911. They'll throw some oxygen. I mean, you know, let's say you're driving by, you're right there. All right, I get that. But if you're at home, don't drive to an urgent care just to bypass an ambulance bill. Call 911 if you think it's too urgent for you to wait in an ER. I mean, I hear you. It's frustrating stuff. It's frustrating. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, You know, deciding where you go and what to do, and it is going to get worse. I mean, with ERs being full like they are, it is going to get worse. Now, I worked in one urgent care that was associated with an HMO, and that urgent care was an ER, basically. And according to this one HMO, the rule stated you don't go to an ER. You go to the urgent care first. So here I am working as the urgent care doctor, knowing what I have in terms of tools and what I have in terms of crash carts and what I have in terms of staff, and I'm basically getting codes, or I'm getting people in SVT, which is a very abnormal arrhythmia that could put you into cardiac arrest. I had a variety of people coming in, and here I am calling the ambulance, and the HMO is like, okay, well, we need to know why you had to transfer them to the ER. And I'm like, look, I'm an ER doc. I was an ER doc. But you're hiring me as an urgent care physician. I'm the only one here. There's five beds, and codes are coming in. They gotta go to the ER. Don't be trying to save money thinking your urgent care HMO doctor is gonna save the HMO money. I rose hell and I left. I would not be there. I mean, I decided to work in their primary care, but I mean, working for the HMO was not fun. It was, I mean, your hands were tied. So the only reason why I bring that up is as healthcare is changing, with Obamacare coming up, if HMOs come back in full swing, you may be required to go to their particular urgent cares because they could control any CAT scans being ordered, MRIs, etc. It may save them money. And I'm here to tell you, if you, God forbid, are having something that could be life-threatening, just don't even mess around. Call 911. All right? They'll decide if an urgent care is good enough or the ER. Now, mind you, urgent care docs rock. A lot of us urgent care docs were ER docs. But again, if we don't have the facilities, if we don't have what we need, we got to ship you to the ER, and you got two bills now. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is kind of interesting. Smaller feet, all right, doesn't necessarily mean you got one up on the sexiness. So dainty small feet, apparently in this new study, doesn't make you sexier. Thank you. Because I wear size 10 shoes. I hate having such big feet. I am a big-footed mama. But I could be just as sexy as the next. Apparently, new research reveals that the Karo Batak people, who live in rural villages in the northern part of the Indonesia island of Sumatra, consider women with big feet more appealing. Well, then I'd be a goddess. Wow. The finding runs contrary to the idea that the one-size-fits-all scenario for humans, where beauty is at the eyes of the small feet beholder. No, it ain't. Instead, they say local cultural and social influences play a stronger role in mate choice than some evolutionary psychologists are willing to accept. All right? I guess the team thinks that the reason why the Carl Batak preference for big feet is there is because of the rural agricultural culture. Plus, they're kind of distanced from the Western media. Now, my big problem with shoes is when you order a size 10 shoe, when you order a size 10 shoe, it doesn't look as cute as a size 6. So you go to a foot store or you go to a shoe store and you see the cute little sandals or the cute little pumps. So you grab one and you go, hi, can I get this a size 10? So he goes and he brings out size 10 for you. You sit down, you put on the size, and then you look at the size 10. You're like, oh, no. No. I wanted that shoe there on the shelf. I wanted that shoe right there. He's like, that's what it is. And I go, this looks like a boat. He said, ma'am, you asked for size 10. I'm like, size 10. So I put it on, and it doesn't look cute. I mean, it looks like I stuck an elephant foot into a boat. Anyway, the study involved 159 Carl Batak adults. Each was shown five drawings of barefoot women with long hair pulled back and dressed in a shirt and skirt, reaching her mid-calf. The drawings were identical, except the women in the drawing had subtle differences in foot size. The men and women who participated in the study rated the women with the largest feet as most attractive. Amen, sisters. The women with the smallest feet, however, were considered the least attractive. So that's good. That means it all depends on where you live, how sexy you are. Good. I just want to know that I'm going to be considered sexy somewhere. Now, speaking of sexy, some of you all thought this Zumba woman was sexy, the Zumba instructor. I guess she was the one that had this high-profile prostitution scandal that had sex videos and exhibitionism and adultery with more than 100 clients. Apparently, she has been given 10 months of jail, sentenced 10 months to jail for turning her studio into a brothel. Alexis Wright was sentenced under a plea agreement to 20 counts, including prostitution, conspiracy, tax evasion, and theft by deception. Justice Nancy Mills extended wishes for success after the sentence was imposed. Based on what you have to say and what I know about you from your attorney, I know that you will succeed when you are released. You will prevail. I wish you success. Huh, well, that's kind of nice. But success in what? I didn't know a judge will do that. I thought the judge goes 10 months in the slammer, bangs the gavel, and then they flee to go to the bathroom. Anyway, addressing the judge through tears, Wright said she felt relief when the police raided her business on February 12, 2012 because she wanted out. She said she intends to work when she's released help other women in similar situations. In my eyes, I am free, free from this. Really? I mean, according to some of these pictures, she didn't really look like she was that much of a victim with this. So, 10 months prostitution. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of us, when we eat our quarter-pound burger or we decide to eat a Whopper, all right, we're apparently getting too much exercise, lifting the Whopper, just too much exercise. And so what Burger King has done to help rid us of the hard work it is to hold on to the Whopper is they have made hands-free Whopper holders. In celebration of its 50th anniversary in Puerto Rico, the burger chain gave away 50 hands-free Whopper holders. They are plastic burger-holding devices that hang from the neck, so your hands are free to perform all sorts of tasks, like holding your supersized Coke and fries. The Burger King produced video announced the product shows happy Whopper eaters using their hands to ballroom dance, practice karate, box, trim hedges, give massages, and shoot hoops, all while their Whopper is around their neck and they're able to eat it. To the sound of an electric guitar, I guess the video begins with an introduction of Spanish that reads, in a world of multitasking, how can you use your hands to do daily activities and eat a Whopper at the same time? I guess it's a very interesting device. You know what? I got to tell you something. I see where there's use for this. Okay, I don't ever get a lunch hour. I don't have time to eat. When I do get a chance to eat, I usually am at work, before I see patients, working on the computer, etc. It's very hard to eat with one hand. All right. So if I could have like a salad feeder, somebody feeding me a salad, all right, then that'd work. I mean, the reason why many of us grab burgers, we got to be honest with it, okay? One is they're filling. Two is they're yummy. But another reason why we eat burgers is because you could do that with one hand, okay? You know, you can't drive and eat a salad, all right? Like a lot of my truckers out there, all right? They don't have time to sit and eat, many of them. If they have food, they have to eat it on the run. I mean, yeah, they could probably pull over and make themselves a salad, Nichois salad, and, you know, throw some croutons on it or whatever. But for the most part, you dig into your cooler or you get some, you know, fast food and you eat while you drive. When you eat while you drive, you only have one hand free. So for a lot of us, a burger, a sandwich, a taco makes it easy. And we're just in that kind of world right now where we just have to be able to multitask. We need to be able to look at our phone. We need to be able to text. We need to be able to tweet. You know, it's interesting. I'm already seeing the behavior of my friends and family. If there is a tweet or a text, all right, if I don't answer them back, they get nervous. Why are you getting nervous? If you sent me a letter, it would take a two-week turnaround. But if I don't answer a text back, so I got to stop everything I'm doing. I was trying to watch Pawn Stars yesterday because I was on it. And one of my staff members was texting. Well, I can't make them. I mean, if I make them wait and then I text them back and I know I'm going to want an answer back to my text, I better not wait to text them because then they may take that same amount of time to text me back. So basically, I had to rewind the show half a dozen times because we were texting in between. So I could see where we're going with this. I can. I'm kind of intrigued though by why we have to though do it with a burger. I mean, a burger is already one-handed. 1-877-DOC-DALI 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a court employee has been fired. Because the prosecution in the Trayvon Martin killing has admitted and testified that prosecutors did not properly turn over evidence to the defense when they had photos and deleted text messages from Trayvon Martin. Former prosecutor Wesley White said he was ethically obligated to reveal that Fourth Judicial Circuit Information Technology Director Ben Creedbos retrieved the data that weren't turned over. He was placed on leave. We need to talk about that. I mean, amid IRS scandals, etc., here we have a case where George Zimmerman is, you know, supposed to be putting up a self-defense against a Trayvon Martin killing, and the other side was hiding information? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And if any of you are going to be in the Las Vegas area tomorrow, Saturday, 10 a.m., I am going to be doing a radiothon from 10 a.m. to noon. I'm going to be there giving out free autographed T-shirts to anybody who donates over $20 to Children's Miracle Network. Children's Miracle Network supplies funds to our local area's hospitals for incubators, for the neonatals, for beds, for special things that help these kids get through their traumatic experiences in the hospital, not to mention very expensive medical equipment. And this radiothon we do through Beasley Broadcasting usually makes tens of thousands of dollars for these innocent children. And the Radiothon is actually going on throughout the weekend, but I'm going to be there from 10 to noon tomorrow. There will be a replay, of course, for the Dr. Dahlia National Show. But for any of you that are going to be in town, I would love for you to meet me. I'd love to say hi in between radio sets. I'm going to be at St. Rose Hospital, Siena, I believe off of St. Rose Parkway. And so I would love to meet you guys. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right. So, you know, amidst all the corruption that we've been seeing that's been going on with the government, you know, we really didn't want to hear this when it comes to the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. From what we understand, somebody had to get fired because on the prosecution side, they withheld texts and video and pictures and photos of Trayvon Martin, the victim of the shooting that occurred last year, where George Zimmerman is the accused and is going to be fighting for his defense in June. Now, I mean, remember, a few days ago, all these pictures surfaced where Trayvon Martin was looked like smoking dope or, you know, flipping off the camera, etc. I mean, you know, these are things teenagers do. Texts about fighting with the mom and or fighting at school and maybe getting kicked out of his mom's house, etc. And these things could have been used by the defense, and the prosecution withheld it. Just like I would be equally upset if the defense had information on George Zimmerman that wasn't given to the prosecution. Okay? Nothing is fair. This is ridiculous. So apparently, a court employee, the court employee Ben Cruidibos had retrieved data. From what I understand, there's also rumors that he had been erasing and deleting, all right, when it should have been brought forth to the defense. Former prosecutor Wesley White said he was ethically obligated to reveal that Fourth Judicial Circuit Information Technology Director Ben Cruidibos received the data that wasn't turned over. He was placed on leave shortly after White testified during a hearing in George Zimmerman's second-degree murder case on Tuesday. White said Cruidibos was interviewed by state attorney investigators twice before the action was taken. White said he wasn't surprised of possible evidence violations by Zimmerman prosecutor Bernie De La Rionda. I was saddened by it, but I'm not surprised. White first learned about the evidence through Cruidibos more than a month ago. Phone and email messages left at the office of the 4th Judicial Circuit State Attorney Angela Corey were not immediately returned. Zimmerman is charged with second-degree murder in 17-year-old Martin's killing, has pleaded not guilty, saying he acted in self-defense. Now, Circuit Judge Deborah Nelson has denied a defense motion to delay the trial, which is supposed to begin in 10 days. White led the Nassau County State Attorney's Office before resigning in December, citing differences of opinion with Corey. He is now in private practice. White said the photos Cruidibos retrieved were of a hand holding a gun and one depicting drugs. The content of the text messages wasn't specified. He says, I'm an officer of the court, and I'm obliged to inform the court of any misconduct or any potential misconduct coming before the court, whether it's by the defense or the prosecution. Now, the defense has released the photos of a gun, marijuana plant, and Martin's text messages publicly, saying that if prosecutors plan to paint Zimmerman as the aggressor and Martin as an innocent bystander, they wanted the information to defend him. But the judge will not allow them to mention the teen's drug use, suspension from school, or past fighting during Openstein statements at the trial. And then Nelson has a set of full hearing on the turning over of evidence for next week. Okay, what I want to know is, does the defense get any opportunity to delay because of this? If all this baloney is going on where prosecution is trying to hide or delete, did somebody actually delete evidence such that there's evidence there that we don't even have? Now, I'm not picking sides. This is a horrible case of any teenager dying, whether he did drugs, whether he had fights in his past, etc. We have a death of a boy. I don't think anybody deserves death, right, unless they were threatening somebody else's life. And I just look at, you know, what's been going on with this case is really unfair, okay? I want to know that our judicial system is fair, even if Zimmerman is guilty, All right, he still has the right to a fair trial. And ever since this has been going on, it doesn't look like anything has been fair. All right, I just don't get it. All right, so, you know, we'll keep you posted as new developments come in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like everything is online these days. And I guess there's online divorcing. Apparently, there is a website that is supposed to save you thousands of dollars in divorce. It's called WeVorce, a new online service that states they promise to make the road to separation as simple as possible. It's a six-step process to try to minimize the need for expensive two-attorney divorces by employing a single attorney mediator to help guide couples through their splits. WeVorce encourages civility, they say, for people who are ending their partnership. Now, I mean, I got to tell you something. You know, on the outset, that kind of looks kind of enticing. I mean, if there is a way for a divorce to go easy, and if the incentive for the divorce to go easy is everybody gets to save money on an attorney, from what I understand, I guess there's like a flat fee. All right, maybe there will be less, because, I mean, my problem is the kids, these poor kids and what they have to go through. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to solve a lot of the problems. One of the biggest issues occurs where who's going to pay child support and who gets custody of the kids. And unfortunately, the loser gets a double whammy. The loser doesn't get the kids and has to pay child support. And so I don't know how something like this is going to be able to figure it out. But if it's with a couple where they already kind of know what they want to make it as easy as possible, I guess this could be a possibility. So online divorcing, it just blows my mind what people can kind of do online. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, squeezing a person's leg after they suffered a stroke could save their life, especially if they're using these devices called intermittent pneumatic compression. These are these stockings, these kind of inflatable leg wraps that we use during surgery, that we use during prolonged stay in the hospital to help push blood back. They say that in patients that have had stroke, immediately put these things on, because you want to prevent blood clots. Blood clots can lead to pulmonary embolism, which blocks patients' blood vessels in their lungs, could cause heart failure, could cause people to die. Now, they looked at 2,800 stroke patients in hundreds of hospitals across the UK, and it shows that the wraps can reduce the chances of death when they are worn for several days or weeks after the stroke. To me, it makes perfect sense. With a stroke, you lose a lot of your movement, a lot of your ability to control one side of the body. You're not going to move a lot. You're in a lot of shock. You're in a lot of depression. Sometimes you can't move. And very easy to get blood clots. Pretty cool stuff. We'll talk more about it over the weekend. Remember, Radiothon would love to meet you, for those of you local in Vegas. For the rest of you, have a great weekend. God bless.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit ErniesPub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.